Well, greetings, saints. God bless you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. And Father, we ask you to give us wisdom today, discernment of the things that are coming, that we might be prepared. And we thank you so much for being with us and opening our understanding. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we've been talking about the Revelation 12 sign. And the woman with the 12 stars around her head and the dragon waiting to receive her child as it's born. And we know that the Revelation 12 sign when the child is born is September the 23rd. And it's very possible that this will happen on the sign. If not, signs sometimes come before the happenings, obviously. I'll read verse 5 for you. And she was delivered of a son, a man-child, who was to rule all the nations with the rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and unto his throne. So he escaped the dragon, right? And he was given dominion. The Bible says that overcomers are caught up to the throne. They sit with Jesus in the throne as he overcame and sat with his Father in his throne. So this is talking about dominion. And it's not talking about a flyaway rapture. It's talking about dominion. And the woman fled into the wilderness where she has a place prepared of God that there they may nourish her 1,260 days. So there's the very beginning of the tribulation period, the beginning of the first 3.5 years. And the man-child is caught up to the throne, given dominion, but then there's a war. Verse 7 says, and there was war in heaven, Michael and his angels going forth to war with the dragon. And the dragon's ward and his angels, and they prevailed not, neither was place found any more in heaven. So the dragon's dominion was cast down. And the great dragon was cast down, the old serpent, he that is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. The whole world lieth in the evil one. Satan is the dragon. Satan also has a body on the earth. It's the whole world outside of Christ, with 7 heads and 10 horns. 7 heads are the 7 world ruling empires and all of their seed. The 10 horns are the 10 continental divisions of the earth. We're talking about a war that's literally between the saints and the dragon. Not a physical war, a spiritual war. The deceiver of the whole world, he was cast down to the earth, and his angels were cast down with him. And then it goes on to speak about how the saints overcame him. Because of the blood of the Lamb, because of the word of their testimony, and they loved not their life even unto death. Now let me point out something to you about the dragon. The dragon has a body on the earth. What happens in the heavens can also happen on the earth. We see here the man-child, and then we see a war. The man-child is in heaven, but he's on the earth. We see a war which is in heaven, but it's on the earth. In fact, let me show you the same parallel in Revelation chapter 6. Okay? And of course, this is the beginning. The first seal opening, which is what? The same place, the beginning of the tribulation. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the 7 seals, and I heard one of the 4 living creatures saying with a voice of thunder, come. And I saw and beheld a white horse. He that sat thereon had a bow, and there was given unto him a crown, and he came forth conquering and to conquer. Just like man-childs have done from the beginning. It's a repetition of history. Okay, this is the man-child. It is Jesus in his man-child by the word and by the anointing. That's how they receive authority on the earth. And guess what? Then what comes? Exact same thing, a war on earth. Okay, and when he had opened the second seal, I heard a second living creature saying, come. And another horse came forth, a red horse, and to him that sat thereon it was given to take peace from the earth, that they should slay one another. and there was given unto him a great sword, a great war on earth, something, a sign in heaven of what's happening upon the earth. As far as the saints are concerned, this is not a physical war, it's a spiritual war against the dragon. If you don't know who the dragon is, you might be surprised. America is a part of the dragon. All unregenerate people are a part of the dragon. The war, by the time the second 3.5 years comes, the beast is going to make war on the saints. That's a physical war on the saints, okay? The saints are only going to fight a spiritual war, okay, against the principalities and powers and rulers of darkness that rule over mankind. Okay, so now we see the same thing, the man-child coming forth with his dominion, who is none other than Christ in you, who is the hope of glory, right? Everyone has more or less of Christ in them, but the first fruits have a lot of Christ in them because they're the first fruits. And that's who the man-child is, okay? And it's a white horse because it's white works. They're works. The horse represents works, okay? And so we see a war following right behind that. So, in September the 23rd of 2017, the man-child is born. Not necessarily caught up immediately to the throne. Probably so, but maybe not. It could go on into October. We have many, many dreams on our site about a war with Russia. And it looks like World War III, not Armageddon. A war with Russia. Okay, so I think I'm going to go down that line and share some more dreams with you. There's many on our site. We have one called The Missiles of October. I would not be surprised if this war didn't happen or didn't the missiles didn't go forth, at least in October. So this is Minna Lee Grebbins, vision, and I'm going to share it with you. She said, since returning from my missions trip in the Dominican Republic, my spirit has been restless. There was such a major shift in the spirit realm, and I found myself under spiritual attack from all angles, just trying to re-enter the United States. Prior, I had only heard stories from believers who lived in and ministered abroad of such encounters. Now I was experiencing it for myself. After several days of intense battle and much prayer, I seemed to reach a peak on yesterday. No matter what I did, I couldn't settle within myself. Finally, I called out to the Lord and asked, what is it that you want me to know? What am I missing? A sudden deep sleep fell upon me, and immediately I went into a vivid dream. The U.S. was preparing for war. So, obviously, this is a physical war. I found myself a part of a military draft. Of course, if there was war with Russia and an invasion, which we know will be also attempted, there would be a major call-up, a draft. And I was packing my things to leave, and all my belongings had to fit in one duffel bag. The news was on every television station and radio. There was constant coverage regarding the war we were about to enter into. It was not revealed in the dream what triggered the war, nor who all was involved. However, the most interesting thing was that I kept seeing the acronym JFK, John F. Kennedy. Soon, it was time to go, and all who were drafted were shuttled to their forts in school buses. While on the bus, I sat next to a lady who seemed to know who I was. We began talking, and it was then that I realized that she was a Christian. She kept saying, it's just like what happened to JFK. The woman continued by sharing her prayers to the Lord and how she knew she was being prepared for times like this. Amen. And when we arrived to our fort, we were escorted out to our bunkers. And as we walked, I saw rows and rows of artillery and ammunition along with missiles and bombs being polished and lined up by other troops. I walked past a man who had taken several bullets and positioned them to make a design on the ground that read JFK. When we got to our bunkers, there were several TVs that were on. They were all broadcasting the possible next steps of attack. The odd thing is that I felt calm in the dream, as if it was supposed to be this way. Well, it's already written in the scriptures, so we know that this war is coming. The only thing I kept asking within myself was what war was going on when JFK was alive. My dream ended. I woke up this morning and did a study on what status the nation was in during JFK's presidency. I found that we were in the beginning stages of the Cold War, which included the Bay of Pigs that led to the Cuban Missile Crisis. Now, I'll just make a point here about the Bay of Pigs. that was a CIA-instigated war using Cubans who had fled to the United States to invade the Bay of Pigs to overthrow the Cuban government, which was a Russian satellite. Okay, so just keep that in mind, because we may come back to this, because it appears to me like America's going to try to overthrow some governments and fail, just like the Cuban Missile Crisis. And, of course, the Bay of Pigs led to the Cuban Missile Crisis. But it led to the Cuban Missile Crisis, in which the Russians were bringing missiles to Cuba in order to fight against the United States if necessary. So that this part may be the parallel, okay? I found this interesting pertaining to my dream, considering the fact that President Obama lifted sanctions on Cuba right before he left office. Well, let me point out something else. Obama tried as hard as he could to start a war with Russia, because the New World Order wanted that, and he's one of them. And, of course, the news media that were also One World Order, the powers that be, they also were pushing this war. They tried it very hard. Vladimir Putin didn't bite. That's the only reason there wasn't a war, because they had troops on their border. And anyway, so just because Obama's not in office doesn't mean he and his Confederates are not still trying to make this war. Okay. All you have to do is type in Obama, war, Russia, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Okay. Cuba is still allies with Russia, who, I don't care how you try to paint it, is still a major threat to the United States. And, of course, he's going to be a threat because of what they do to him, okay? And that's what the way it was with Obama was in there too, okay? In a video I did in March of 2013 titled "A Dirty War is Approaching," I talked about how I heard in the spirit that we were four steps to a nuclear war. I know we are living in dangerous times. Just look around. There's chaos and confusion everywhere you turn. And as I've always stated, we must make sure our ears and heart are fine-tuned to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in this hour. Okay, another dream. This one is in March 13, 2017. That one was in March 27, 2017. So let me read this one. I would like to share a component of dreams that I've had over the last month or so. I chose not to put them out individually due to the shortness of each dream or vision. However, I do believe that they are all tied into the things to come. About 2 weeks ago, around 3:36 a.m., the Lord spoke to me regarding America. Now, I hadn't heard him speak specifically regarding the nation for a couple of months, and things seemed to have been quiet, so I was taken by surprise. The Lord said, judgment has been sealed for this nation. It will not be reversed, and it has already begun. At this point, I saw a large chalice full of some type of dark liquid. It began to tilt, and then the contents therein began to spill onto the land. It reminds you of Babylon, drinking the cup of judgment, right? The Lord spoke again and said, the judgment will unfold in three phases. I was not given the phases or the time frame of which these things will come about. And prior to this word, I went through a two-week series of dreaming about missiles striking America and Israel. Now, let me point out something before I forget it, and that is, this is not the invasion that happens at the end of the tribulation period. It is not. That is very clear. You can read our book, Hidden Manna for the End Times, and you see exactly when the Bible says that that comes. It comes at the end of the tribulation period. No, this is a pre-tribulation, or excuse me, a beginning of tribulation war here. Okay? The other is an end of tribulation war. Every time I saw this come about, I'd see missiles striking multiple places in America. However, when it came to Israel, I only saw Jerusalem being hit. This recurred five times within a two-week period. Another vivid dream I had, I won't go into the detail because of the length of the dream, displayed how that the church had gone to sleep spiritually and therefore had placed their guard down. And towards the end of the dream, and I think the church is here now, they think everything's okay now, and so on and so forth. No, it's not. Towards the end of the dream, there was an evacuation due to missiles striking the United States. I knew that the strike came from the east, in other words, the Orient, and somehow had knowledge that China and North Korea were involved. Let me ask you this. If you were Russia, and you were China, would you involve a third party to probably pull up an old fishing scow outside of America on the shores where it couldn't be intercepted and throw a missile up that would neutralize electricity in America? That, I believe, is the plan. Is, of course, they're not going to shoot a missile all the way from Russia. It would be shot down. Or a ship too far offshore, it would be shot down. But if you pull up very close to our shore and shoot, they can't shoot it down. When I tried to warn the group of Christians that were contained in a classroom setting, they mocked and they scoffed at me. I was told that no one was listening to me anymore, and that I needed to just leave. So I did. And at the end, they all perished. Well, true. The last thing I want to share is a vision I had just a couple of nights ago. I had just laid down for the night and was very tired. I closed my eyes, but was not yet asleep, still very conscious. I immediately found myself standing on the very edge of a shoreline in Alaska. It was the dead of winter. I was looking across the waters and somehow was able to zoom into Russia. I saw military tanks and artillery, troops and jets. They were all gathering together, preparing to cross over into the United States. And I asked the Lord, why was he showing this to me? Wow, very interesting. Well, give me just a moment here. I want to share this vision while we're looking at it. This was given to Pamela Orr, and we called it the St. Matthew Vision. And this was March 25th, 2017. She said, in a short vision, I saw the outline of what looked like an old-fashioned boat or ship, like a galleon. And it was pointed on one end and one and more bulky and taller on the other end. And on the left side of the boat was either a crescent moon or a sickle. I do believe that this has to do with the sickle and the course. Actually, Russia has an awful lot of Muslims there too, so it could be a double meaning. And let me point out that this ship was pointed towards Alaska, because that's where this island is, in the midst between Alaska and Russia. Okay. These two shapes look a lot alike. To the right of the crescent sickle, taking up the remaining room of the object, was printed Saint Matthew, and this is all I saw. And when I woke up, I began to ponder this strange vision. As I meditated on it, I began to think of Saint Trope and Saint Thomas. These are islands in the Caribbean. Perhaps this St. Matthew is likewise an island in the Caribbean, I thought. So I Googled it. Sure enough, it is an island, but not in the Caribbean. And the first remarkable thing I noticed was that the shape or outline of the island matched the shape of my vision. It certainly does. So this was a strong confirmation to me that I was on the right track for what Father was wanting to show us. Other interesting things were, St. Matthew lies in the Bering Strait between Alaska and Russia, and the two endpoints of the island are called Glory of Russia and Upright. Lastly, it is the 43rd largest island that the United States owns. I was led to Google the biblical meaning of 43. The number is strongly associated with disputes or contention. All right, so we're talking about war here. And I shared this strange vision with the mountain meeting, and I was a little hesitant at first to share it, since I had not asked Father for a verse regarding it. For me, seeking a verse is an important and unusual step in this process of understanding him. But Father did put on my heart to share it, more or less giving me peace that someone else would be receiving the verse for it. And this did happen. Vanessa Weeks shared the verse, which I don't have with me at the time, or I would be sharing it right now, but it was a verse of confirmation for this situation. And that happened afterwards. So she didn't think to ask for a verse, but Vanessa, not knowing the situation, was also given the verse. So back to our revelation here. She was on the shore of Alaska, looking across at Russia, and saw military tanks and artillery, troops and jets. They were all gathering together and preparing to cross over into the United States. And I asked the Lord, why was he showing this to me? So he said, war is coming. Okay. So here's this island in between. It's pointed in the direction of Alaska. It looks like a ship, and it's pointed in the direction of Alaska. Is it a stopping off place in the physical invasion, or just a symbol of an invasion from the west towards the east, from Russia to the United States? Don't know. But it's very interesting. It seems very clearly a confirmation of a war that is coming. I'm putting all this out to warn the church that the plans have not changed. The enemy is still working, and Bible prophecy will continue to swiftly come to pass. My hope is that none of you reading this has fallen asleep under the illusion of peace and safety. We must remember that it is when that is said that sudden destruction comes. Yes, so true. Okay, now here's an integral part of any kind of war that Russia would fight against the United States. Listen to this one carefully. This one was on December the 16th, 2016. Still, Mina Lee Grebin, okay? I would like to share a dream that I had while in Wisconsin during one of my conferences. This dream occurred in the first weekend of November, right before the election. In the dream, I was standing outside on a side entrance of a building with three other people. We were standing on a ramp, chit-chatting about the day. It was a warm, beautiful afternoon. The sun was shining, and there wasn't a cloud in the sky. All of a sudden, something was detonated high up in the sky. Well, I would say that this was probably a nuke for the purposes of EMPing the electricity so that a war could be made. There was a bright flash and then a pulse. That's why they call it electromagnetic pulse. I looked up to see where it came from. High up, I saw a plume of gray smoke from where the detonation took place. I urged the people that were with me to quickly go inside, because even though radiation isn't the biggest problem when the thing first goes off, there is radiation that can come down to the ground in the form of this smoke, okay? And we opened the double glass doors and quickly pulled them closed as the smoke began to descend. And once we were inside, I waited for the smoke to clear. It seemed to cover the area for quite some time. And when it seemed that everything was clear, I went back outside to assess if there had been any damage. And as I looked around, I saw no bodies. No one inside had been hurt. The buildings were all standing and had received no damage. And as I looked up the street towards my right, I noticed that cell towers and power lines, which is a symbol of our power and communications, were all bent to the ground. That's a symbol of losing communications and power lines, and that's what an EMP does. I saw one or two trees that were bent in the process, and my dream ended. The weird thing is that after I had awakened and pondered on the dream for a few minutes, I went back to sleep, and the dream repeated a second time, which means, according to Joseph, that it's going to come to pass when there's two witnesses, right? But it didn't stop there. About 2 weeks ago, while praying in the middle of the night, I fell asleep and found myself in a dream where I was looking up in the sky. Again, I saw some type of detonation go off high up. And once again, I saw this gray smoke coming from it and began to fill the sky. Then, last week, I had an interesting dream where I was on an elevator trying to get off. The floors were listed in years, 2011, 2012, 2013, 2014, 2015, 2016, and 2017. I got on the elevator at 2011. This is when she began to receive revelations, okay? And when the door closed, I heard an audible voice speak. He said, "Do not forget the things that I have shown you since 2011. I was trying to get off at 2016, and of course, she had prophecies that something was going to happen in 2016, but also received word, I remember at one time from prophets, that there would be a one-year delay in the things that were to happen there. I was trying to get off at 2016, but every time I attempted this, I ended up on the wrong floor. Finally, I decided to get off at 2017 because that's where it's going to happen, according to what this is saying, because I figured it was just a couple of weeks away anyhow. The doors opened at 2017. And, you know, again, if you go back and look at the timing, the man-child is birthed, which is September the 23rd. And then the war happens. The beginning of the tribulation happens, and the war happens, okay? When I got off, I found myself in what seemed to be a city park. It was a warm day, but everything around me was chaotic. There were guards, police officers, and military patrolling everywhere. Some were spraying stuff down with what looked like water. I imagine trying to get rid of radiation. I didn't see any civilians walking around. A man dressed in military uniform yelled from across the way, "Hey, what are you doing here? How did you get here?" Frightened, I stumbled on my words to answer him, and the man quickly walked over to where I was standing. How did you get here? He asked again. I'm not sure what happened here. You don't know? No, sir, I don't know, I responded. You don't know about the detonation in the sky? The man asked in a condescending tone. My eyes widened. It happened? It really happened? I saw this in a dream. I had three dreams about this, I exclaimed. The man looked confused for a second, and then he told me that I needed to leave. And the dream ended. I hesitated putting this out, but decided to do so after seeing this event four times. I know that since the election, many in the church have put down their swords and swear that peace and safety has come. And this is a dangerous illusion. I totally agree. And now here's one on September the 7th of 2016. And she has a big picture of Putin here, along with Erdogan. A couple of weeks ago, I was given what I call a Daniel-type vision. I say this because most of the dreams and visions that the Lord gives me are direct, without too much symbolism. But this was not the case with this one. So pray for wisdom and discernment, as I did, regarding what I'm about to share. It was about the fourth watch, and I went into a vision. In it, I saw three buildings. All three were made exactly the same. The only difference was their height. On the top floor of the shortest building sat Erdogan, the president of Turkey. And he was representing Turkey. On the top floor of the middle building sat Putin, representing Russia. The tallest building represented the United States, but there was no one seated at the top floor. Now, I don't know exactly what that might mean, but I do know that the Russians asked recently, who's running America? Because the CIA seemed to be running America, and then some places the president seemed to be running America. So who's running America? Well, remember who started the war that led to the Bay of Pigs invasion. It was the CIA. And remember who's in control of a lot of the CIA. It is the One World Order group. They're traitors. There were people in the building, all U.S. citizens, but no one was representing us. And when I say in control, I should say, of course, the president has his man there, but there are people in there that are holdovers. They've done their best to get rid of a lot of people, but there's still a bunch of them there. So, no one seemed to be representing us, she said. All of a sudden, there was an explosion in two of the buildings. The one for Turkey and the one for Russia. Oh my goodness, now who did this? Okay. The explosions happened at the top of the buildings. In other words, trying to take out the leadership. What happened with the Bay of Pigs? They were trying to take out the leadership. Okay. I wasn't aware of any casualties, but the buildings themselves sustained great damage. Okay. I then heard Putin and Erdogan talking. They were angry. It was then that I realized that we, the United States, were being blamed for the explosions. However, we weren't the cause of it. Okay, so it's not the legal leadership that caused this, but probably the CIA that caused this in order to cause this war that they've been trying to cause for some time. And Obama may be mixed up in it still. And Hillary, too. They both wanted this war. You can imagine how the Muslims want this war. Take out two of their enemies and let the world be taken over by Islam. So you can see one side of Obama there. The other side is that the New World Order people want this war, too. Okay? And they're trying hard. Every excuse that they came up with, including the interference in the elections, all turned out to be a big fat lie. Okay, so they're just desperate to start a war here. Next, Putin formed an alliance with Erdogan, and they called two other buildings to stand with them. I wasn't given the names of the people or countries in the other buildings, but it was only, by the way, the war at the end, the whole UN as it stands is going to make war with America. There's two different wars here, okay? But it was only a couple of more that joined in. So together they began to make plans to bomb our building and march in to take our people. Well, that would mean, of course, an invasion across Alaska, for one, okay, which we've already got dreams about that, too. My vision then ended. If you don't already know, World War III has already begun. The media has just been covering it up with things like the Brexit, the elections, scandals, reality, TV. The fact is Putin has recently made several threats and then has moved on them. Of course, I disagree that the problem is what's going on in America with people who are still trying to start this war. And he was trying to avoid it. And in the process, he has warned the United States not to stand in his way. I also found out through research that Russia has rebuilt their alliance with Turkey after the recent failed coup. Well, actually, Russia and the U.S. and Turkey entered into an agreement here recently. And, of course, they're obviously believing that America has struck them, and it isn't America, it's the rogue elements, okay? There have been many dreams, visions, and prophetic words from people like David Wilkerson, Dimitri Dudeman. Dimitri Dudeman saw the end war, okay, the one at the end, not the one at the beginning, the one at the end. David Wilkerson might have seen the one at the beginning. Who have seen Russia invade the United States? In October of last year, 2015, the Lord showed me a map of Israel and Iran. He instructed me to begin to pray because Israel was going to strike Iran. He said, war is about to begin. Well, I don't doubt that this may be part of that war. You know, maybe one of the first parts of that war. I asked the Lord, what war? And he responded with Gog and Magog. Now, let me explain something to you. Gog is not the name of a man. Gog is the name of the principality over a very large area that includes Russia. And Magog means the land of Gog. So it's not only the principality, it is the land that he rules over that's going to make this war. Okay, is this a war? This is a war, by the way, that happens at the end of the tribulation too. And it's a war that happens, by the way, 1,000 years later. Read it in the book of Revelation. 1,000 years later, Gog and Magog. For goodness sake, his army was destroyed, you know, in the great and terrible day of the Lord. But he's still there. Guess why? And he's 1,000 years old now. So we know it's a principality. And after this, I went through a period of 3 days of dreams where I saw war, planes, bombers, fighter jets being launched in various places, including the United States. I also saw missiles being dropped on us. I went to speak on another thing that I heard 2 nights ago. It was odd. It was an odd thing to hear, yet clear as day. I heard, tell the Queen that in 40 days, great change is coming to the United Kingdom. Yes, it seems that there is a problem and that a UK may get quite a bit of destruction, including from within. Okay, same with the United States, from within. The enemy has already invaded. Okay. Now I know I don't have access to the Queen of England, laugh online, but I understand that the change wasn't for the good. There's a great shift coming to that area that will impact them in a major way, even their way of living. As always, take these things to prayer. And then August the 25th, 2016, I want to share a dream I received about a week ago. In the dream, I was in a car with my husband. We were driving on a highway headed north. It was a 2-lane highway that soon began to elevate like a bridge or overpass only we continued to climb up. And as we continued to climb, I felt led to look out the window at the road. In other words, over towards the west. She was going up the east coast, looking towards the west, right? I noticed that a crack had begun to appear in the middle of the highway. So there was an earthquake there. And it went towards the west. Do we know about this? Yes, we've talked about this quite a bit. The more we continued to drive, the wider this crack got. It came to a point where a 2 to 3 inch gap had formed, separating two lanes. I beckoned my husband to pay attention to this because he was the one driving. But the whole time we stayed on the right side of the road and were mostly unaffected by it. Finally, we came to a fork in the highway, and there were two signs. One said east, and the other said west. We naturally veered off to the right to head east because we were headed home. I looked out towards the west as we were turning and noticed that the crack in the road continued out west. And as I looked off, I saw total devastation. The highway had rolled up like a scroll. There were cars everywhere, even some piled on top of each other. Black smoke towered in the sky in the distance. I watched in horror as the scene disappeared into the horizon, and I told my husband we had to pray for the people because a huge earthquake had hit. Yes, we know much about this, a lot of these on our site about this. And it starts from the east and goes to the west, just like she saw. Starts on the east coast, and it goes to the New Madrid, and it goes to California, and also to the Tennessee Valley from there. During the whole dream, there was a song playing in the radio, California Dreaming. As I was coming out of the dream, I heard these words, "It will happen soon." This wasn't my first time seeing something like this. Roughly about a month or so ago, I had a vision in the middle of the night. And in this vision, I found myself standing on a beach in California. My spirit was aware that I was in California. And suddenly I was able to see under the rock off the coastline. It was like something you would see in a science textbook where the layers of the Earth's crust are displayed. I saw pressure built up in the form of a huge bubble wedged under California, and I immediately understood what this meant. An earthquake was about to happen. Saints, we need to pray for the people in California, all across the nation, from the east to the west. We need to pray. I'm going to skip on down here and read one more. At 3 a.m., this was, July the 12th, 2016, at 3 a.m., I went into a vision, and I was downstairs in my living room looking out the window. It was dawn, like around 5 a.m., just when the light began to creep above the horizon, chasing away the night. I looked up at the sky and noticed that dark clouds began to quickly roll in. All of a sudden, it got really dark. The darkness was that of when a thunderstorm comes in. I looked at the trees and noticed that they began to sway in the wind. Then it seemed like the second wave of darkness rolled in. Now it was so dark that it looked like night. I got spooked and quickly walked down the hallway to look for a light switch to turn it on. And then I heard these words, "The storm is here." Last year, the Lord instructed me to put out a video titled "The Storm is Coming." In it, I talked about the judgment that was coming to America because of the sin. Yes, we have many things on our side about this, about the storms that are coming. And, of course, it's not a physical storm. This time, the Lord was letting me know that the storm is no longer coming, but now here. Time is up. Next, I saw many tents going up, like tent revivals. I saw them going up in various places across the country. The Lord spoke to me and said, "The tents will be used to bring in my sheep, because all who have church buildings will be forced to conform to the government." I then saw families standing before me in various compilations. Some had a husband, wife, and children. Others were that of single moms or dads, and finally just couples. One by one, they began to vanish right in front of my eyes. I didn't understand why I was seeing this, so I questioned the vision. The Lord spoke and said, "You will continue to see entire families murdered for various causes. This is due to the increase of demonic activity over the earth. Tell my children to pray my protection over their families and to take authority, for Satan is lurking around every corner, seeking whom he can devour." And the Lord also let me know that his army is preparing for battle. So God's army. Let me say, we have dreams about families disappearing. When the Muslims find that there's chaos, they will go forth to do their dirty work. Not only in this country, but in other countries, especially, you know, England and so on and so forth. So we're headed towards, I believe, the Man-Chow ministry, which is going to be stupendous because that's the beginning of the revival we just read about. The pressure from without is going to cause a lot of people to seek God. The earthquakes are going to cause a lot of people to seek God. We have many dreams about these earthquakes and how they cause a great revival to go forth. After the earthquakes, there is this war coming directly after the Man-Child ministry begins. After the Man-Child ministry begins, this great revival is going to go forth. It's going to be the most powerful in the world. And people are going to be highly motivated to get answers. They're going to find that their preachers don't have these answers and that their preachers have never gone into the wilderness, like Moses went into the wilderness to be prepared to bring Israel into the wilderness. And the wilderness is the tribulation, according to Revelation 12 and Revelation 17. So here we go. They're going to make a wilderness out of this world. Not only that, the earthquakes are caused by, at least partially by, Planet X. Others are going to take advantage of this fact, this stress on the earth, to divert this, use their own power to cause destruction. We know that from dreams too. So, look, everything is going to fall apart pretty soon here. And we need to get prepared. We need to get prepared for an EMP. We need to get prepared to bring the gospel forth. We need to get prepared with materials to meet the needs of the people. When electricity goes down, we've got to be prepared for all this. Okay, and the revival, just remember, we're preparing for a great revival. A lot of people are going to be asking questions. A lot of people are going to be seeking God. They had been resting and trusting in their dead church, and they're going to find out that's dead. Saul is dead. Let's go find David. Right? David in the wilderness, right? Exactly. And so, you know, the Davids are going to rise up, this new breed of reformers, and they're going to do the works of Jesus Christ exactly the way he did, because this is a repetition of history. They're going to go forth to heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out demons, on and on. And these miracles are going to bring multitudes in the midst of this turmoil. See, people are going to be faced with these two things, a revival and turmoil. And the turmoil is really not ever going to stop. The major war against the saints to destroy and to kill the saints doesn't start until the middle of the tribulation period in Revelation 13, when the beast takes over from the dragon. Now, they're both seven heads and ten horns, but the beast is a change in government, a change in the method of government. The ten kings will take over during the second 3.5 years. And the crowns will be on the horns. They won't be on the heads as they are in the first 3.5 years. So, I mean, now these nationalities and divisions of peoples kind of block vote in the UN. But at that time, they're going to break up these nationalities and national borders so that there won't be any group that will totally stick together to make war. This is an idea to control the people and to stop war, etc. Okay. So be prepared. I mean, you can go on our site, and I said, you know, you can compare, for instance, Nibiru in war. You can compare the tribulation in war. But just remember, what she's talking about is a beginning of tribulation war, okay, not the end of tribulation war, which is the great and terrible day of the Lord war. And some people call it Armageddon. That's different. This is World War III we're talking about, and that's Armageddon. So anyway, this is not going to be a total all-out nuclear war. It's going to be a limited nuclear war. But it's going to be enough to scare a lot of people, and it's going to take out cities on both sides. There'll be a lot of dead people, believe me. Not nearly as many as the one called Armageddon or, you know, the great and terrible day of the Lord. And not nearly as many as that. But it'll be enough to scare an awful lot of people into the kingdom. And we need to be ready. We need to have materials ready. Not necessarily materials that work with electricity. Because, obviously this nuke could take out the East Coast, or it could be over the center of the country to take out more of the country. But I suspect a part of the country will be taken out as far as electricity is concerned. And, of course, there will be refuges, and God is doing all this to prepare his people, teach his people, and send them forth in the greatest harvest the world has ever seen. And won't it be great? And, yes, the Lord knows exactly what he's doing. There is not a sparrow falls to the ground that he doesn't know about it. And so that certainly includes humans. He knows what he's doing. Do not fear. Put your trust in God. He is almighty. You know, we've had dreams like Sandy's dream. For instance, the angels coming down and covering the people so that this great destruction doesn't touch them. And it's a Passover. You know, when God's people went into the wilderness, there was a Passover. It was a Passover for God's people who had the blood upon their doorposts. You need to find out what that means. And who had eaten the lamb, you need to find out what that means. Because if you eat all of the lamb, you can have a Passover, and the lamb is the word of God. So you need to believe all of the word of God, all of it. Everything in the New Testament you need to believe in order to escape this, because most of the church does not believe in the full gospel. They do not believe in the real gospel. They do not believe in deliverance from the curse. You must believe in this, and you must put your faith in what the Bible says about this. We don't have much time right now to study this, but we've studied it quite a bit on our site, and it is absolutely a part of the gospel. So, saints, draw near, pray for your families. You know, you cannot stop. Now, we've stopped a lot of things. A lot of dreams and visions can be prayed down. They can be prayed away because God's teaching his people to pray. Okay? If it's written in the scriptures, it's not going to be prayed down. This war is coming. You can't stop it. Okay? We can hope for mercy in it, but you can't stop it. I mean, ultimately, it's going to be fulfilled as it is written. Okay? So, Father, we just ask you, Father, to teach your people about the Passover. It's a Passover in which the Lamb has already been slain. Jesus Christ, as the Bible says. And not only that, we have to eat all of Jesus Christ, who is the Word. He said, except you eat my body and drink my blood, you have no life in you. We need that eternal life abiding in us, which is the Word made flesh. Christ in you, the hope of glory, which is the Word in you, the hope of glory. So, Father, we're asking for a mighty move of your Spirit to cause your people to search your word. Search it diligently. Seek to know the truth. Don't let any verses be thrown out, as religion is prone to do. No, none of it's passed away. None of it's passed away. That's a lying spirit. We're told at the very end of the book, if you add to the words of this book, he'll add to you the plagues that are written in this book. If you take away from the words of this book, he'll take away your part in the tree of life. That's saying don't add to it, don't take away from it. Believe every word in the New Testament. It's all still true. Okay? You must believe this in order to escape. You must eat all of the lamb to have the Passover. Not half of the lamb, not what your church says is okay and throws the rest out. No, you must believe the whole word in order to escape. Remember that. If you have to go home and close the door as far as going to your church and go home and read your Bible, you need to do that, and you need to get prepared by putting the Word of God in your heart, because God's got gifts for you that will cause you to escape everything that's coming. And if you reject the gifts, you may be rejecting your very life, because those gifts are the gifts of Jesus Christ. Remember what Jesus said, what he said about believers. He that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. That's including his gifts. Okay? He that believeth on, now you say, well, I believe. Well, no, the devil believes, but he doesn't believe as the scripture hath said. Remember what he said? He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said. Out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. This spake he of the Spirit that they that believed on him were to receive. You need to receive the Holy Spirit just exactly like they received it in the book of Acts, and with the same gifts as in the book of Acts, or you've been deceived and you're going to be powerless in front of this beast that's coming. And besides that, the gifts that he gives there are eyes that see in the dark. That's what prophecy, that's what word of knowledge, word of wisdom, these are eyes that see in the dark. They tell you where to go when you can't see with your physical eyes. If you're dependent upon your natural mind and your physical eyes, you're going to be in trouble. You need God. You need to be filled with his Spirit. You need to be filled with his Word, because the Holy Spirit is going to reveal and bring to your remembrance these words to save you. In Jesus' name, I tell you. So, Father, we thank you for this in Jesus' name. And also, Michael Hare is going to come and share a word with you. Father, we ask you to bless Michael Hare mightily by your Spirit. And we thank you so much for Michael's faithfulness to you and his hard work. And we just bless him in Jesus' name. We bless everybody that listens to him today in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Good night.